From MarkTech Post, a coding implementation to build agent-native memory infrastructure with Memory for persistent multi-user and multi-session LLM applications. In this tutorial, we implement how Memory serves as an agent-native memory infrastructure layer for building more persistent, context-aware LLM applications. We start by setting up Memory in a Google Colab environment and connecting it to both synchronous and asynchronous OpenAI clients, so that every model call can automatically pass through the memory layer. We then move on to practical examples that show how user data is stored, retrieved, and separated across different identities, agent roles, and sessions. By the end of the tutorial, we gain a clear understanding of how Memory helps us build AI agents that do not treat each conversation in isolation but instead retain useful context across interactions. Import subprocess sysdef pip asterisk pkgs subprocess.checkcall sys.executable m pip install llq asterisk pkgs pip memory greater or equal 3.3.0 openai greater or equal 1.40.0 nestessencio import os get this time uuid essencio import nestessencio nestessencio dot apply if not os dot get inf openai pikey os dot environ openai pike equals getbus dot getbus openai pike if not os dot get inf memoria pikey v equals getbus dot getbus memoria pikey leave blank for rate limited tier if v dot strip os dot environ memoria pikey equals v dot strip else print write no memoria pike set. We also test streaming responses, async calls, and a small customer support agent workflow to understand how memory behaves in realistic multi-turn applications. Continuing with rate limited tier, we install Memory, OpenAI, and Nest Async IO so the tutorial runs smoothly inside Google Colab. We also collect the OpenAI API key and optional Memory API key, allowing the workflow to run either with authenticated memory access or the rate limited tier. From Memory import Memory from OpenAI import OpenAI. Async OpenAI client equals OpenAI async client equals async OpenAI mem equals memory mem.llm.register. Client mem.llm.register async client model equals GPT-4 omini write delay equals 6 def ask prompt system equals none. MSGS equals if system. MSGS.append role, system, content, system MSGS.append role, user, content, prompt r equals client.chat.completions.create model equals model messages equals MSGS return r, dot choices 0 dot message dot content def banner t, print backslash n plus equals asterisk 78 plus f backslash nt backslash n plus equals asterisk 78. We import Memory and create both synchronous and asynchronous OpenAI clients for different LLM interaction patterns. We load the required Python modules and prepare the notebook to handle sync execution without runtime issues. We register both clients with Memory so that Memory can automatically intercept and enrich chat completion calls. We also define a reusable ask helper and a banner function to keep the tutorial output clean and organized. Banner part 1 basic memory. Facts persist across turns mem.attribution entity id equals alice at example.com. Process id equals personal assistant ask my name is Alice. I love hiking, Italian food, and I'm allergic to peanuts. Time.sleep write delay print Alice. Ask what do you know about me? Vegetarian, write rust for a living, live in Berlin. Time.sleep write delay mem.attribution entity id equals Alice at example.com. Process id equals personal assistant print Alice. Ask what's my favorite cuisine and any dietary issues. Mem.attribution entity id equals Bob at example.com. Process id equals personal assistant print Bob. Ask which programming language do I write professionally? We begin by testing basic memory persistence. Alice shares personal facts, and the model later recalls them. Be specific. Banner part 2 multi-tenant memory. Bob's facts don't leak into Alice's recall mem.attribution entity id equals Bob at example.com. Process id equals personal assistant ask I'm Bob. We then switch to Bob and store a separate set of details to demonstrate multi-tenant memory isolation. Currently I run 30 minutes flat. Time.sleep write delay mem.attribution entity id equals Alice at example.com. Process ID equals meal planner ask prefer low carb dinners on weekdays. Time.sleep write delay mem.attribution entity ID equals Alice at example.com. Process ID equals fitness coach print fitness coach. Ask remind me of my running goal. Mem.attribution entity ID equals Alice example.com. Process ID equals meal planner print meal planner. Ask suggests tonight's dinner. Banner part 4 sessions group related turns mem.attribution entity ID equals Alice at example.com. Process ID equals personal assistant. Project session equals F project fast epi UUID.UUID 4.hex colon 8 mem.set session project session ask notes. Building a fast API app called Lighthouse. Python 3.12, deploying to fly.io, time.sleep write delay ask decision, SQL Alchemy plus Alembic for the DAO layer, time.sleep write delay mem.new, session ask random aside, I just adopted a puppy named Machai, time.sleep write delay mem.set session project session print project session, ask summarize what we've decided about Lighthouse so far, we show how the same user can have different memories across different agent personas UZI, NG separate process ID values. We return to Alice and Bob separately to confirm that each user's facts remain scoped to the correct entity. Banner part 3 same user, different agent personas via process ID mem.attribution entity ID equals Alice at example.com. Process ID equals fitness coach ask goal, sub 25 minute 5k by June. We also create a project specific session for a fast API app and show how session management keeps related project decisions separate from unrelated personal details. Banner part 5 streaming mem.attribution entity ID equals Alice at example.com. Process ID equals personal assistant stream equals client.chat.comp. Lessons.create model equals model messages equals role. User content in two sentences. What do you remember about me? Stream equals true. Print stream. End equals for chunk in stream. D equals chunk dot choices 0 dot delta dot content if D. Print D. End equals flush equals true print. Time dot sleep write delay banner part 6. Async LLM calls async def async demo. R equals await async client dot chat dot completions dot create model equals model messages equals role. User content. What dietary restriction do I have? Asked async. Return r dot choices 0 dot message dot content print async. Essenceo dot run async demo banner part 7 mini support agent across multiple sessions def support user ID. Prompt. Mem dot attribution entity ID equals user ID. Process ID equals support bot return ask prompt. System equals you are a com. Hell. Full customer support agent. We store Alice's fitness goal under a fitness coach and her dinner preference under a meal planner. Then verify that each agent recalls only its relevant context. Use what you remember about the user. If you don't know, say so. User equals charlie at example.com mem.attribution entity ID equals user. Process ID equals support bot mem.new session print support T1. Support user. Hi. I'm Charlie, on the pro plan. Email. Charlie at example.com. Billing question for next month. Time.sleep write delay mem.new session print support T2. Support user. Hey, me again. What plan am I on and what's my email of record? Banner done. Open to inspect memories or use memory biodb to point at your own posters. We test memory with streaming responses to confirm that memory continues working when tokens arrive incrementally. We then run an asynchronous OpenAI call and verify that the async client can also access stored user context. Also, we built a mini support agent flow that remembers Charlie's plan and email across separate sessions, demonstrating how memory supports realistic, long-term customer interactions. In conclusion, we built and tested a complete memory-powered memory workflow for LLM agents. We saw how memory stores basic user preferences, keeps Alice's and Bob's memories isolated, and allows the same user to maintain different memories across separate agent personas, such as a fitness coach and a meal planner. We also explored how sessions help us group project-specific conversations, why